Root pressure. Root pressure is the pressure developed in the roots due to continued inward movement of water through cell-to-cell osmosis, which helps in the ascent of cell sap upward through the stem. Now, what is sap and what is ascent of sap? The dilute solution that is present in the vacuoles of plant cell is known as sap or cell sap. When the cell sap moves from root towards the top of the plant, then it is known as ascent of sap, and it occurs through xylem tissue. There are several forces which help in the ascent of sap. The first one is the root pressure, which I have explained earlier. The second, that is capillary force. Xylem tissues function as fine capillary tubes through which water rises up by capillary action. And third, that is transpiration pull. Now, before that, I have to explain you what is transpiration. Now, transpiration means loss of water in the form of water vapor from aerial parts of the plant, especially leaves. And due to transpiration, a force develops which pulls water from the root to the top of the plant. And this suction force is known as transpiration pull. And it is very important in case of tall trees. Next, turgor pressure. What is it? What is wall pressure? What is turgidity? When the plant cell absorbs water, it becomes swollen. And this condition is known as turgid. The protoplasm of this turgid cell presses the cell wall outside with a force called turgor pressure. Decrease in turgor pressure of the cell leads to wilting. Now, when the wall or the cell wall exerts a pressure on the cell membrane with its content, this is known as wall pressure. Some other terms are related to osmosis are explained in your book. Let's have a look. That is page number 14. Now, what is endoosmosis and exoosmosis? Endo word means inward movement and exo word means outward movement. So, endoosmosis means inflow of water molecules from an external dilute solution into the cell. And what is exoosmosis? It is the outward diffusion of water through a semi-permeable membrane when the surrounding solution is more concentrated. Next, plasmolysis and deplasmolysis. What is plasmolysis? Plasmolysis means contraction or shrinkage of protoplasm of a cell from its wall due to loss of water by exoosmosis when it is placed in the concentrated solution. Concentrated solution, also known as hypertonic solution. And deplasmolysis, just the opposite. When the plasmolyzed cell dipped in water, it gets swelled up. So swelling of the plasmolyzed cell is known as deplasmolysis, and it occurs due to endoosmosis. Next, how water is important to the plant. We all know that the protoplasm contains 90% of water. Water also controls the opening and closing of stomata in leaf. Plant absorb minerals and gases dissolved in water, and it is a general solvent of living system where various vital activities of life are carried out. Now, what are the main characteristics of the root hair that help in absorption? The first, that it has a huge surface area. Next, root hair contain the solution at a higher concentration than that of the surrounding soil water. And third, that is root hair having thin wall. Now, the cell wall is thin and permeable, so it allows the movement of water molecules and dissolved substances freely in and out of the cell. So water will be absorbed by plant root by the process of osmosis, and minerals will be absorbed by plant with the help of active transport.